Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Just skydive right off of that island into
oh no, you didn't change your gear to the flying gear. How many times have you guys done that where you're like, I got my flying gear on, so I'll just take the hit, and you realize like you changed your hat but forgot.
Oh no.
And then you just fucking like
die.
Coyote on the ground.
That's not happened to me except for the one time intentionally, but
intentionally. Oh no.
I feel like that just happened to me. I like was, you know, free falling for like ever, and it was just like taking my time. I was like, oh, I have plenty of time before I actually have to like hit the little parachute. And then like I hit a like an early hill and I just immediately buried.
Oh,
it was
no.
I was like, oh geez, oh oops.
Yeah, I love when you pop it just barely too late. And he's catching ground as you're pulling out his handkerchief. Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week, or sometimes by week by week.
Fortnite by Fortnite?
Fortnite by Fortnite.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
And Oh.
I talk over people.
Yeah, there you go. What do you guys do? Who are you? What do you do here?
I'm Kaylee.
I'm drinking for that.
Alan, who are you?
I'm me. I'm always me.
You're always.
That's right. And no matter what
the
game,
one Drew Allen.
It doesn't
they
matter.
They don't let you change Link's name in this one.
Mm-mm. Do they do it in other ones?
Yeah, you could always like kind of drop your name in.
In Breath of the Wild?
No, not in these two. Yeah.
No. I bet that's because of the voice acting.
Link doesn't. Oh, you're have right. Voice. It was the first time where they really had
what
some voice acting. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Link
has
listen. Hey,
lines Link. More than just grunts and sighs.
No, but people addressing him say Link.
Oh.
So if you Link. Change the name, that's right. Oh, and we're playing Tears of the Link. Kingdom.
We are.
It's true. We're gonna get okay. Let's get right back to the game where we left off because we were a little pressed for time last time. So. Yes. Okay.
We had been talking
Riju.
About getting to, yes.
Do we pronounce it Riju, do you think?
There's no other way. Yes.
Okay, Riju.
Billy, first, how do you say it?
the way I just said it, Riju. But I just anticipate that I pronounce everything incorrectly. And I'm waiting for Kaylee to drop like something that as soon as she says it, I realize sounds smarter than whatever I was doing with the letters. Riju, Billy, it's Rihu.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say.
Bless you.
We kind of talked about it a little bit last time, getting it just into kinky territory. But what'd you guys think of the character design? But how do we like the character design here?
It's too much.
It's too hot to handle.
I'm enjoying
it. Yeah,
it's E for everyone.
I'm a fan. It's E for everyone.
Just barely.
T for tantalizing.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the Gerudo, I feel like, is probably the most, like, sexualized of all the races. What if I'd have to say? I mean,
yeah, the
unless,
rocks
you're, unless
are,
you're into the fish people. But
those are some sexual
very,
rocks.
Very, very, you know, that's just the internet's folks, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some.
Oh,
yeah, the,
no.
I think people have fish some people fish fetishes. I don't think there's any rock fetishes out in the internet community. Are there any Goron lovers out there that we don't know about?
Yeah, I was going to say, probably. Goron gets probably the least amount of attention there.
Brutal. And they've been don't working. They like- They're the workers. Blue collar, in the mines.
Aren't they like born from rocks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Their
life cycle is a bit.
Literally the least sexual creatures in this universe.
They reproduce by budding.
Like sponges.
Like sponges. But tougher. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And Riju's definitely the sexiest Gerudo I think that we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, pop yeah, quiz. You guys have been dropped into Hyrule, and you have to partner up with one of the races. Are you going Hylian, Rito, Goron, okay, Zora, or Gerudo?
Probably Gerudo. Mm. They seem the most pulled together. They actually have a, you know, this is a time of war. I feel like, yeah. I'm assuming it's still a time of war. They seem like they got that kind of covered. Mm-hmm. They can't fly or swim, but they seem like they can sure fight.
And they're smarter than the rock people.
They're smarter than the rock people.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one's
picking yeah, them. Okay, yeah. That's
that
true.
Was that would be my second choice if it wasn't really? Gerudo. Yeah, the rock people, because they're tough and they the can protect you if it's hard times. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Zora would be second for me. Mm.
What are you doing, Alan?
Oh, no, maybe Rito. Yeah. Flying is useful.
Yeah, this is all very utilitarian. This is, I'm just thinking of like settling down. Like Hylian is just a very normie like life probably for me. Gerudos are like obviously very, you know, beautiful people, but they're very intense also. So like, okay, not my speed.
So Alan's thinking about who to wife up, not like
I'm not.
Okay.
Just trying to think about how into Dom he is and being a son. Like, can he go that far? Or does he want to keep it normal? Chill.
Yeah.
I think I'm going Rito. I want to be flying in the air. I want to make love in the air.
That's
fair. We're flying.
Wait, so we're not talking about like survival and like fighting. We're talking about
like
wife it up.
I thought that was clear. If you two wanted to go to survival, I was going to take that away. I was like, maybe this is how you guys actually approach dating. I'm not approaching it that way. I'm thinking about soaring in the sky here.
Uh-huh. Right. Billy's already jumping off a sky island with his
Rito.
That's
right.
Billy likes the corkscrew dicks.
Dangling. Yeah, I'm dangling through the air. It's like flapping around like a... Like, I'll
they
catch you.
Cloaca.
Catch me. Little noodles flopping around. All right.
Some blue angel action.
Great character design. Good work, guys.
Well.
Do you think the Gerudo are problematic at all? It's kind of curious, actually. Especially yes. Kaylee and Jackie. Is it weird that we completely forgive it in this? Do you feel like if it weren't Zelda, people would get mad about it? But because it's Zelda, there's like this no one will get mad about it understanding.
Huh.
Mm. Well, I think we joked about it like a few like months ago now, but like, you know, what are our exotic races of Hyrule? Mm. Are rock people, bird people, fish people, and women.
And women. Yeah, you're right. Right. We did go through
tall,
that. Yeah.
Strong women.
Yeah. And you know what's really crazy about them? They're independent.
Yeah, they live on their own.
They don't need men. Yeah. They don't need men.
They don't want men around. Yeah. So... Uh-huh. So I think it is problematic, and I do think that if it wasn't such a beloved franchise, it would probably be.
Yeah. Right, like, do you think if Baldur's Gate came out with this right now, everybody would be like, this is crazy, like, how could you do this, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And do you think it would be, like, almost because the quality of the writing is so much better that people would really, like, lean into why would you act like an independent woman species is weird or exotic.
I think it'd have to be a really good reason. Because there's a lot of... I think there'd be a really good backstory. Like, there are backstories to be made there. Like, okay, an all-woman species makes sense because no men are born to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, yeah, by definition, they have to be all women. But, like, why? And, like, maybe... Like, what does that then mean for their culture? Like, okay, I could see the extrapolation there, but you'd have to do the work.
Do you think their costumes?
Zelda can get away with
you
it.
You and Jackie are creating your own society. Are you guys sticking with the costumes they have, or would you?
I care a little bit more about sun protection.
Yeah.
So I mean, in the desert, you think you should protect against the sun? Interesting.
That's a high SPF.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I thought minimal clothes would protect you against the heat. I think that's what they're going
well,
for.
Well, you wear like, you know, thin merino wool. You know, it has a high UPF, but also wicks away the sweat. Antimicrobial.
Yep.
There you go.
That's That said, I'm not going to complain about Riju's outfit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right. It's if I like it, I'm canceled. But also, I'll just fly in the air with my Rito spouse and not.
If I was a warrior princess, like, I'd probably dress like that, mm-hmm. too, given the opportunity.
Man, so. Speaking of warrior princess, did you guys ever watch Xena? I miss that show.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
Talk about armor that doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah.
She could have been a Gerudo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess the Amazons.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, the Amazonian sort of. There's got to be some parallel there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
And they also didn't like men.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who does? Especially when the creepy dudes are just hanging outside your town, trying to figure out how to sneak in or manipulate their way in.
They're in your roof
that
gutters.
Part shouldn't be. That shouldn't be okay. They're in your
lurking.
Yes, I've.
Yeah,
found
there's
the one.
Yeah.
Yes. Roof gutters. I don't think I found.
What
this
are you
guy.
Doing up
there's
there?
There's a guy up there in the water on the roof.
Oh, and he's right. Like, doesn't he say like, don't tell him I'm here or don't make a sound or something?
Yeah. Yes, like I can hear them.
Oh, you know,
peeping
I
Tom,
I, yeah.
dude, that is called the Peeping Tom side quest.
I didn't even put that together that it was a guy in the village, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, what are you doing? I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I did talk to that guy too. Yeah,
like the one dude's in jail because he came to visit his wife and daughter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
the guy
yeah,
is guy. Allowed sad. To creep around yeah. the gutters.
I really tried to get him out, but I don't think there's anything really part of the quest to do that.
Yeah, he just talks about supporting them from the inside.
He's like, yeah, he's good. He's like he's happy where he is now, I think. He's like, at least
three
I can see
meals.
My daughter. Like, oh, yeah. Dude. Their story's kind of weird, too. Like, I don't think it doesn't sound like they discussed it. It sounds like the wife was like, I'm taking the daughter and like, aww. You're out of my life now. And then he was like, I'm going to follow you. And she's like, I warned him not to, but now he's in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him not to, but I think he still tried to sneak in.
Yep.
This is a very strange relationship. Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hudson would never do that.
Hudson would never do that.
What, any other, talking about their underground shelter for a minute, mm-hmm. I really felt like there were some of the better non-handholdy quests here.
Mm.
What are some of your other favorites that you guys kind of came across?
Oh, dude, I blew right past all that.
The ball fetching?
Really? So, which
yeah,
one?
Even that one.
Wow.
Oh, the ball fetching. Yeah, that one.
That
was
hard
somehow. Yeah, that was hard. I had to look up the last one, and I felt like a real idiot. But
wait, to walk us through that one. I don't think I saw that one.
That was in the shelter. It was like one of the people you talk to. They're like a basically an archaeologist, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. And then there's these stales. I don't know how to pronounce
Stella?
It.
Stella. Yeah. Like a tablet. A stone tablet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did find a few of these, but I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm. And then once you find all the Stella,
it's a long
then that
one,
unlocks the orb retrieval quest where you have to find 7 of these orbs and put
Holy
them
smokes.
On each of the 7 goddess statues. And then it, unlocks the 8th one.
It's a long quest, right? Yeah.
It's long.
Mm-hmm.
Was it worth
it?
I guess it was kind of worth
the
it.
Ultimate?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I forget what the end is. I haven't finished it, but I saw Jimbo finish it.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I think you get a couple of, like, you get some gear. You might, no. Mm. You get, they definitely give you some rupees. You get a bag of rupees. There's some, like, gear that you can get, like, some weapons and stuff at, like, the place. I feel like it wasn't, like, entirely worth it, maybe, for how long it was. It was a very long quest. After I did all that, I was like, I found all the stuff. And they're like, oh, now you got to find all the balls. And it was
and
one of the merchant
them,
guys.
One of them is all the way at the bazaar.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was.
That's what that
is. Yeah,
yes.
The guy, every time you try to take the thing, he was like, hey, that's my friend's. That's the other.
No, he gave it to me. He gave it to me for doing a thing. I forget what thing. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Bye. So I was like, I'll figure this out later.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, before if you try to take it away, he's like, no, I want to keep it and try to use it to get into the village. That's like a bargaining chip.
Oh, see? What the fuck?
Yeah.
These creepers, dude.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So then you take it on like whatever vehicle you want. I think I made a little sand sled. Traverse.
Yeah.
My favorite was finding the hidden clothing store.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
I did that post-temple, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it was connected to the guys, right? The prison, the guy in the prison, in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like connected to that. Basically, his daughter has drawn a map on the wall of where her mother works, and you can look at the map on the wall to figure out how to get.
Yeah, now you
to
can't, though.
The hidden store. And that is the same place where the other creeper is standing on the roof.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out how to get in.
That's not at all how I got in there.
How'd you do it?
That's not really how I did it either.
I was just like exploring the tunnels under the shelter. And then there was this one area that seemed kind of pointless. But it was like, why do I need access to this area? Like, there's nothing back here. And I thought maybe it's below something. So I just stuck my head up. With the intention of possibly just going back down because there's nothing up here, but stuck my head up and I was in the shop.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Wait, so how did you guys find it?
I was just bopping around after the temple and did the thing. I was like, I remember some of the fun things that I did in Gerudo the last time I was here. And like you go eavesdrop on the people in the bar and they were talking about... the one lady, like, being like, oh, we haven't seen her in a little while. Yeah, last I saw her, she was at the Gerudo Secret Club. And I was like, I remember that place. And so I go over there thinking there's going to be something over there. And there's, like, a little waterfall-y, like, part of the aqueduct where the guy's standing up. Like, from there down, there's, like, a little hole down. Mm-hmm. And then you just go down there and you're in the tunnels under the city and then ascend right back up. And I'm like, I'm here now. But I had remembered it was there. I went to the door initially. Because I still remembered the code, the secret code from the first game. And I was like, maybe I can still use that. That they, like, there was a dialogue
bit about...
I remembered
the secret code from the first game.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Well, I
didn't
just
even
played
remember
it. I just...
that there was a place.
You played it 3 days ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. I popped it back in so I could go back.
Yeah.
But there was some cool dialogue right at the door where they're like, oh, a box fell in the way and I'll try to move it. And then she throws her back out. And then if you pop up, you scare her so badly that her back feels better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get out of here. Let's get out of the underground shelter. It was a good time. We liked it. We're out of here. So I really like... Okay, so you go find Riju. We talked about it a little bit already. She basically just teaches you the lightning attack. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, you kind of learn through her that there is a... she gives you like another one of the riddles that they've given you at the start of a bunch of these. And it's about the... What is it about, Kaylee? It's about like the pillars behind the throne or something.
Yeah. But first there's the whole like attack on Gerudo Town.
Oh, is that before that? I thought that was after.
That's before
that.
Oh, okay. So we find Riju and learn how to use the lightning attack. And then she's like, we have to go defend the village.
Yeah.
Which I thought I really enjoyed this.
That was fun.
Particularly.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I was like, oh, there's, you know, it was just so, I liked how you could, you know, so like part of it was that you could had to set up like the defenses. Mm-hmm. And so you have to pick which gates you have to do which things at, you know, where you put the cannon, where you put the shield people, where you put the spear
I totally
people.
Alan'd that.
Did you?
I just did the dialogue where they were like, you better prepare. And you know how in games like this, sometimes what that means is like,
finish
if there's something
quest.
Else you want to finish, go ahead and tell me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so I'm just
right.
tapping away. I'm like, okay, you're ready? Our defenses are ready? I'm like, sure, whatever. And then only after I finished, I realized like, oh, I could have like been doing something.
Oh, no.
So I just went into the fight.
Oh, my God.
I played it on Alan mode.
Wow.
Where you skip like whatever they're trying to tell you to do and you just jump in.
Did you have to like restart it?
I also played Alan mode.
No, it was super easy.
It was probably
more fun to do the setup, but like it was super easy.
Too bad.
I'm trying to... I think it was just hard for me to get around. Like...
Yeah.
By the time I got somewhere, something else was happening, and I didn't really stay, like, with Riju the whole time, so sometimes she got overwhelmed, and by the time I got there, she was like, I can't, oh, Link, you know.
Wait, was that a, did you, was there a fail state? Did you fail once, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made you start over, because she didn't die, but she got dead.
She fainted.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She can't go on, but she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Kaylee, how did it go for you? So, like, how did you do the defenses?
I had the whole strategy. So I put extra, because there's a few people you could talk to. So I put the cannon at the north gate or the front gate.
There were cannons?
So,
God damn it.
There was a cannon. A cannoneer.
I didn't do any of this.
And I added the extra barriers there too, because there was someone else you could talk to about constructing extra barriers. Mm-hmm. So I constructed extra barriers where the cannon person was. And then on the sides, I put the spears on one side and the shields on the other side. And I tried to set up a couple constructs but they all disappeared. Wow. I was so bummed. I was like, oh.
Yeah, if you get too far from it or something.
I guess so.
Oh, you should have put a dragon piece on it.
I should have put a dragon piece on it. I bet it still would have gone away anyway, because it seems like, I don't know. So I did that, and then I went to reinforce the shield people first, and then the cannoneer, but nobody was getting in that way, which is cool. And then I went to the spears, but I also had trouble getting around, and so I was delayed getting there, and they had already busted through, and so I just booked it to Riju and got to them like right as they were getting there.
Mm.
So it was just in time, but... Yeah,
Alan, give us the other half. How do you do this when you speed run it?
Yeah.
I think I did the same way you did it. Yeah, I did it the same way you did, Billy. I skipped the whole thing of like the dialogue. I had no idea there was defenses. They said something about defenses, and I was like, okay.
Wow.
But then I like couldn't find anything. Wow. I missed the whole thing, and then I did it the way you did too. So I did it exactly what you said Alan did. I was like, oh God, I did it the same way I normally do, I guess. So it wasn't too bad, but it was kind of annoying, and that sounds fun, like it would have been fun. I don't know.
I guess I survived it by sniping the like mushrooms they spawn out of right away. So like all I did was immediately run to those guys, shoot them, and then she was getting overwhelmed. Riju was like, "Help!" And I was like, "Oh wait, shit, can that happen?"
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at that point, I was like safe to just stand by her and just keep dropping lightning right next to her. Plus, when you're by her, the lightning comes back so fast, right? So it was like, all right, next shot, next shot, next shot. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, okay. So I think it was almost like I was brazen because I didn't understand the setup, that I just ran like north, shot that mushroom immediately, like, and then east and west. And then by the time I did that was only when she was getting like swarmed. Nice. And but it was cool. I like it was a little mini tower defense game, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had forgotten entirely, but there was also the defense of the bazaar before that.
Yeah.
Like that's
like
I
a mini,
like
a
warm up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was
where you learned how to
hit the mini
shoot
one.
The
mushrooms.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that one had no defense.
Oh, right.
None.
Right?
No.
I think that's what maybe going back to back made me think like it's just another one. I don't know. Mm. But also, I'm just stupid. It was probably that. No
that's
excuses.
What I thought,
yeah. Missed it.
You just chose the hardcore mode, you know? No, yeah.
I guess so.
We were samurais. We were samurais, Alan. Just running through it.
Yeah. I just went
samurais.
In. Ran in head first.
No, I loved this build up to it because it was so much better than like, I don't know, some of the other like findy quests. Like, you know, the other ones have all been just like, get to this area or like, you know, figure this part, this thing out. And this one felt like a real, I don't know, challenge, especially with like the map not working. And visibility is limited.
Yeah.
And
well, especially this next piece, right?
Oh, yeah. And you're fighting this real creepy enemy that we didn't talk about how creepy these Gyptos.
Oh.
Yeah, what are they? Gyptos. Insect mummies? What do you think?
Insect mummies, I think.
There is like a moth butterfly version, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's
a
version that just crawls on the ground instead of walking, and it's real creepy.
Oh,
I hate those. And they're fast.
They're fast.
I like those.
Yeah.
That one's pretty sweet. That's like a straight out of Dead Space character design. Or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or Resident Evil 4. Remember when they would swim at you and then jump at you? Remember the the regenerators, right? They were called, and they would like if you shot their legs out or something, they would like swim along the ground.
That was,
and
that was the creepiest part in
the blue guys.
They were like silver.
They were like, yeah, they were like
the blue mushy guys.
You'd use your infrared on them.
Yeah, they were like Gumby guys.
Yeah,
like,
those things.
Yeah.
Oh,
I almost killed one until like it like squirmed away like out the door. Oh. I stopped the game because I was like, what the hell just happened?
I had blocked this from memory. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was fun.
These guys have a touch of that. But to your point, Kaylee, I'm pretty glad that we primarily did the order that we did because I feel like it has progressed nicely. Whereas if we did this one first, I think it would have been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think going to like Rito after that, we would have been so bored. We're like, oh, all right. This was really easy.
Yeah, this was definitely level 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know about the other three. Those could be interchangeable, maybe. But
I feel that, too, where like they probably hope and think that they've designed it in a way where the desert does push people out enough that you think, oh, go to the other ones first. And and they're interchangeable. Right. Like, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, like, the desert, I mean, like, the temperature extremes were, you know...
Yeah.
In early game, would have been very difficult to deal with.
Because there's two. So, like, so you can't just do one thing. You have to do double food stuffs or have two different outfits, and you probably don't yet. So you probably get bored with it and get out of there.
Right. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to progress into the other regions to kind of get to a place where you can make that a bit manageable. It's still annoying for me because I always like just end up putting all the clothes on, and then I like take them off, and I'm like, I should wear half and half, but I don't want to.
I would love some kind of hotkey system for outfits. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if you could save like 4 favorite and not go back in and be like head, body piece, legs, but just like hold L and it brings up a wheel and you just like select a favorite full outfit that you designed.
Like instead of the amiibo or something that I don't use. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put that there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Us standard folks need some functionality.
Yeah, this game's not accessible enough. It's too hard. It's too hard. Like the golden gamers, because right now the Golden Bachelor is hitting. We're like the golden gamers.
Oh,
you guys don't know
started?
About the Golden Bachelor?
I need to watch
it. I know, Kaylee. Yeah. Let's get on it.
I don't
Is this like senior citizen The Bachelor?
Yes. Yeah,
60 plus.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have to tell my mom.
I'm so excited. I can't imagine what it's... I mean, it's still probably ridiculous, but like in a different way. I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
And one of them is one of the past Bachelor's moms.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's like Bachelor ancestry here.
The first Black Bachelor, Matt something.
Oh, Matt James, had a great smile, right?
He had a great smile, and his mom was adorable. His mom's going to be on the season.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So she knows all the ways to get
game.
Brownie points. Yeah.
Do you guys think they'll treat them better?
Because they're old.
Do you think there's... Yeah.
Like, that's what I... It's like the dynamic of like that show is just kind of just like over the... Not over the top. It is over the top, but it's like... I don't know. Well, there's a lot of like cutthroat conniving and like
and manipulation. Level of, like they're manipulating them a lot.
Like seniors, they
old ladies are bitches. I don't know. I don't know.
These boomers are gonna be real.
Took our land. They took
bitches.
Our land. Give me a home, motherfuckers.
Nope. I'm picturing like small town. Cougar cattiness, like post PTA. You know what I mean?
Very like HOA vibes.
Yes, HOA vibes.
Oh. Ooh, I hope one's bio is like head of the HOA. Susan is proud of after her career manning the HOA. Shouldn't say manning, canceled.
Oh, you're canceled. Yeah, well, I just all complaining
running
next door.
The HOA.
Running.
You know, man could just, in a different universe of the evolution of English, man would just refer to person, and then woman would be female, and were-man would be male.
Yeah.
Because that's, where is the prefix that means male?
Where is the prefix that means male?
Yeah, like werewolf.
So can you not have a female werewolf?
Well,
male wolf.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Whoa, wolf. Whoa, wolf. I guess it's she wolf.
Whoa, wolf. We should do a watch party for that. But I guess for now, we should talk about the desert.
Yes. Okay, so now we get your puzzle that I forget the.
Yeah.
Something about the three red. Connect the three red pillars with light or something like that.
Sucked. I hated it.
What? Really?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, you didn't like this?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I actually wrote this down. Standing back to back with the throne, witness red pillars across a vast sea. Unite the pillars in light to reveal the lightning stone and open the way. You who can hear my voice, come to me. I await you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not really.
You didn't like this, Jackie? Give us the hot take. What's the problem?
My frustration was that I opened the first light and I thought, oh, okay, it shoots in that direction. That's cool. There must be another pillar over there. I get to the pillar.
Oh, yeah.
And the light is too high. And so I'm like, okay, I must need some kind of other mirror to like point it down at where it's supposed to land. I didn't think about there must be a mechanism to raise the second pillar up.
Yeah.
I didn't even look for it. And so I wasted 2 hours trying
to build something.
I used like hover stones and I like wasted all my Zonai devices trying to put another mirror to point it just so right onto the other one. And it wasn't even necessary.
Wow.
Yeah. I could definitely see that happening. Yeah. I think my dislike of the crafting system saved me. To where I thought I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is, I need like hover stones or something probably. And then I went, you know what? I don't really want to do that. So I'm just going to look around first. Oh shit. Look, a wheel. Okay. Spin the wheel. But I remember when doing it thinking I could see people easily not noticing this and thinking they need to like build something.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah. Kaylee, what happened to you?
I think I got lucky. I went in counterclockwise order from the throne room. And I think the first one was they built in complexity.
Mm.
So the first one was just like.
So you didn't follow the light?
I did follow the light. The first one I thought was like, it was very straightforward. Well, the first one wasn't a wheel thing, right? I thought the first one was like a.
Yeah.
Maybe I misremembered.
I think you're right. I think the first one was like you had to like uncover like a. Like a little, like, you know, they have like a sand or something. I don't remember. It wasn't sand, but it was like you had to break something to get the light out.
Yeah.
And then activated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was I think Jackie and I did that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
We were like, oh, totally get it.
The wheel wasn't there. The next one that felt like, oh.
Like there was a,
how
now
do you
a
do
new
this?
Device.
Yeah.
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 Maybe I just got lucky. I just saw the wheel. And I was just like, I'll spin this and see what happens.
Yeah. You do use this. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third one had the. That one was just a little tricky about trying to get the wheel. Because I went up there and I attached things to the other things.
Yeah.
I did try to device the third one.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to like smush other things onto the broken wheel to spin it.
Mm.
Which should have worked. I was like, I put a stake on there. And I was like, I attached it the right way. This should work. I should be able to push
this. Oh, that didn't work? I thought about that. I didn't have any.
But they
like,
gave
things.
You all the parts.
They did.
I just didn't see them until.
Yeah. But even. Yeah, but it was annoying getting them up there, too. So
it was, it was if you had, balancing two hover stones.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I feel like that pretty much went the same for me. It was like, I kind of got lucky on the second one. And I think I did get a little frustrated trying to figure it out. Like, oh, I don't understand. Like, why not? And then, like, when I started spinning it, I was like, oh, they have to, like, line up. That's why it's not really. Mm-hmm. Then I kind of went in, but then it changed. By the end where it was like a little bit more complicated, but and then you know you connect all of them and it's you open up the temple, right? Is it the temple, right, that opens up?
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons, and don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think she opens the lightning.
The
it's
stone.
Like a lightning
and then
stone.
You, she meets you there. You strike it and that reveals the temple.
Right.
Right. Right.
So cool.
Wait, so cool. So Billy, if you went to the secret shop before the temple, mm-hmm. did you have the sand shoes?
Yes, I did.
For this? Oh, that was good. I kind of tried to like fly the whole way and it was difficult. And then I landed and I was like, oh my God, I have to trudge through the sand.
Yeah, having those was awesome. Because also there's a bunch of the Gibdo on the way. Although you can find, like, to your point, you can find a lot of air drafts to fly most of it. But there were definitely a few spots where the Gibdo were like walking at me and I just ran by them.
Yeah,
like,
they're easy to avoid.
Good. yeah, you don't really have to. I like experimented a lot and like trying to figure out like what necessarily made them like lose their like outer shell. I don't know if you guys did this, but at first I started using I think I used like electricity or something and I was like, oh, that works. And then I started using that the entire time and then I was like, oh, I think any elemental like thing works on them, which is cool, but also, you know, I thought it'd be more like specific to stuff in the region, but.
Mm. So any element? What about water?
Yeah, water works. Sidon could have helped you there, actually.
Fire. Yeah.
Oh, actually, all of them could have helped you, except wind, maybe. Tulin.
Even the dazzle fruits worked.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was using the dazzle fruit at first and thinking that was the only one, and then later realized it was anything.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I was kind of running through dazzle fruit too for a while, and I was like, wait a minute.
I started with fire and then did lightning, and then I tried the water. I did ice and water as well, and I was like, this is cool. All of them
work. Everything works.
Sweet.
I've only ever done lightning.
Makes sense.
Although there's a few spots in the temple where they give you a clue for the like the beams of light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, take us to the... Well, okay, hold on. Before we go to the temple, there's a giant pulsing purple thing.
Yeah.
And you shoot it. And what's it called? Queen Gibdo? Or is it...
The Queen Gibdo.
Queen Gibdo, yeah.
They put the boss out front.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, cool. It was like, is that it? Yeah. Did I just do the temple?
Yeah. I actually thought that... I was like, maybe because we ran around in the desert. That's all we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. But, I was like, that can't be it though, right? Kara called it because she was watching me. She was like, that's... don't worry, Alan. They're gonna fly away or something. You got to finish it off. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe. That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about... Well, we can talk about the boss at the end. All right, save the preview.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was so cool, though, that they put that out front.
It was fun. Yeah, it was cool.
This is neat. It raised the stakes a little bit. It added to the ambiance of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the feeling of knowing it's coming back.
Yeah.
Right.
It builds the anticipation. Ooh,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't necessarily...
You know, it'll be harder the next time.
I don't know. It wasn't necessarily, like... easy, but I don't know.
It was kind of tough.
Yeah.
I actually think it was harder the first time than the second time.
Maybe because you were trying to figure out the mechanics.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe because I was still trying to. It's probably sand in both. Yeah, it was probably just that I was still like kind of experimenting and figuring out how to hit him or what I'm trying to do. Hit her,
right?
The queen. But you go in to Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
And it pretty much starts that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that it so someone tell me about it, but I like that there's what, like 4 or 5 rooms before you even get to the main part, and you start to wonder like what's going on.
Yeah. Like, are you going the right way too? I think there was a couple ways you could go, but I think there was like a couple like places you can open up, but they were mostly just like treasure chests or whatever. But it was a couple like chambers before you got to like the main area of the temple where you're actually like solving the, you know, the whatever it is, batteries, wind turbines, something that needs to be
always the same.
Worked out. Yeah.
The slightly different thing. Yeah. The switches. Gotta flip those switches. Yeah.
Gotta get the circuits.
But they were
to work.
Fun. It was like, oh, get past this wall of fire. Get past this flaming boulder. Mm-hmm.
I liked the giant stones that you had to move and discover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stones. Yeah.
They happened a couple times. They're just
they're like stuck in the wall.
Yeah, they're in place. Like giant
brick.
Bricks.
Yeah.
But then you like move them out and it creates a path or it opened up like an air vent one time and different things like that.
Yeah, that was cool. You stand them up, you put the mirrors on top, and
redraw. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
This one felt very satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you talk about all of the things. Like, it had the ambiance. It was good little puzzles. Mm-hmm. Some of those rooms, like, filled with Gyarados were difficult. Like, the one that had the Gyarados and the constructs in it that were firing at you was like, oh, too many enemies. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, man.
But if you're traveling with your whole posse, it's not that bad.
That's true.
Yeah. That's fair.
I have been traveling my whole posse. Did you guys notice that, like, it was, I don't know if it was in the other temples that I didn't notice it as much, but, like Riju was very, like, talkative. You know, I don't know if it was just me. That, like, I was like, everything we did, she was like, oh, look, we can pass now. I'm like, yeah, I just did it. Oh, you I just did it in front of you. Why didn't you notice?
Yeah, it was like everybody else was through. Like, I would, like, block the fire and then run through and then hit the switch, and everyone else, me and my posse, were already through. And she's like, oh, great. Oh, we can come through now. And it's like, you're the last one, Riju. It's been safe for like 5 minutes.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
I actually had one where she would never come in. It was one of the spike ones. She wouldn't come in. So I finally ran out, triggered her lightning out there, came back in and just waited for it to spread, and then used it to flip the switch.
Oh. Huh.
She didn't like how I propped open the spikes or something. I don't know what it was.
Wasn't Riju approved?
No, she was like, that does not look like it's gonna...
That's not safe.
Yeah, that's not OSHA approved. I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
Did you guys... I actually got a little stuck in the giant atrium of mirrors where you redirect light to open up passages.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get stuck there at all, or did you figure out all the passages pretty easily?
I definitely got stuck at some point on maybe the last one.
I think it was the last one for me.
Well, they're not in order.
It was like right... There's no order.
Oh, hey, I guess you're right. We all got stuck on our last one.
Just, maybe it is. It's all our last
one. It's always the last place you look. Yeah, because you found it and you stopped looking.
It was like right where the staircase crumbles away. And there's the one little thing in the wall that's like the little diamond thing you got to hit with the light.
Yeah.
And there's not an obvious angle from the mirrors up top. So I floated a mirror on a hoverstone.
Oh, okay. There was...
What'd you guys do?
Well, there was something across the way that there was a gate in front of it, but if you open up the map, you can look and see how big that chamber is and what the shape of it is. And so I could see just from looking at the map that there was another entrance that wasn't where the gate was. Oh. And so I went around to the open part, went inside, there were two like wheels turning in opposite directions, reverse one. Whoa. And then there was light inside of there, I think, and then that's what opened that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real complicated.
Yeah, that was actually kind of fun though, because it was like, yeah, you had to kind of like match up the pieces to get like enough light to hit it, because it was like triggered by the amount of light or like the time that the light was hitting it, right? So with the wheels turning in opposite directions, they weren't hitting the light.
I skipped that. I did what Kaylee did.
I tried to do something, but
I just held a mirror and then tilted it, and then it hit the thing, and then I just ran over there. But I never went in that other chamber.
Huh?
No.
There was one of those chambers where there was like a hole in the ground and it was spinning, and there was one on the wall. You had to stop it with.
Yeah, I did that one.
Oh, I did that one too. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a different. That was a different one.
That's a different one.
That was a different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There was the room with all the balloons in it.
Balloons. Oh wait,
like
sorry.
A hot air balloon.
The like hot air balloons.
Yeah.
My mind went to it.
I was like, is this you not find like a it
party balloon?
the birthday room.
Yeah. Found hot air balloon. Pennywise's room.
No.
Surprise! It's Richie's birthday.
The balloons. That was a little annoying, actually. I feel like I don't know. I don't remember how I did it. I ended up doing it, but I didn't use any of the stuff. I think I ended up just using like my own Zonai stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that one was... I actually found that one a little annoying too, because there were hover plates in there too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they fell and you couldn't make them re-hover. But then I had... it just happened to be a room I had stopped playing in, so I came back and they were re-hovering.
Oh.
So then I used them to just like... keep teeter-totting up with a mirror or something, and then I just held it up for a minute, and it worked. But I did, like, mess around with the balloons for a little while with a mirror, and it was just all so janky that it kept falling apart, and it was, like, driving me crazy.
Huh. That's fair.
Also had to be at the right angle, right? Like, I put the balloon down and then try to send it up, and then it would hit the ceiling and just be like, and it didn't really finish its whole sequence. I'm like, oh, this is stupid.
The first mirror that I set up eventually disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, how? Like, it was on a balloon or?
No, so in the whole temple.
Gotcha.
Like, whatever the first light that I discovered was, I set it up on a brick, pointed it out of the room to get, like, the first mirror or whatever. And then I kept playing. And then I was like, wait, how come the light isn't coming out of that room anymore? And I went back to the room and my mirror was gone. And I hadn't even, like, exited and re-entered the game. It was just, like, enough time had passed that it just despawned.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
Uh-huh. Oh. Confusing.
Any other honorable mentions about this temple you guys want to talk about?
I liked skydiving through the fire.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys
that was sick.
Skydiving through the fire.
That was really so cool. Did you put on your fire gear or did you avoid the fire?
I avoided the fire.
No, I just put on my fire gear and went straight through it.
Oh, that's even better. I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
It's genius.
And you're like, I'm like dodging, and you're just sealing your helmet and going.
Wow.
And then I was confused about. I was like, wait, now how does Riju get in here? And I didn't see the switch by the gate for a little while, but then like, I did hit the switch on the gate, and then I just heard a oh, like she had landed from a high place, and she had apparently just jumped. Down also. I don't know. It didn't seem like she came through the gate. It was
no, strange. I got the same thing. Huh. Yeah. I was like, where what? You can do that the whole time? Okay.
Yep. Maybe she did like a wall slide. Any other temple highlights?
Oh, I got to the boss room before I finished the temple.
What?
Oh. What happened?
Was the boss there?
No, I ascended into this room, and I was like ascended, and there was like the glowy pillars all around. I was like, "This is definitely the boss arena," and I just beamed just back out of there.
Yeah, I think I did that too.
I did that.
The same thing.
I think I also did that.
This is not the room I need to be in right now, and I just went back down.
Yeah. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, that's.
All right, but then you go back to the boss room for real because you flipped all the light switches, and you get to fight this thing. What was your strategies? Was there a fun one that I missed? I know, you know, Jackie was flying through an enemy when we first started this game.
That's true.
And I'm always wondering, like, what better strategy I'm missing.
It's probably the highlight of all my boss fights.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was a cool boss fight. I think that was the best boss fight still.
Yeah.
Actually, you might be right. Nah. The Mach Turok, that was.
Oh, that was my favorite. With the fucking oil guy? That's what you're talking about?
Too much muck. Are you trolling us? I don't like to get slowed down by muck.
No, that wasn't my favorite. It was the most ridiculous one, but
Mach Turok.
The Mach Turok. Whatever that's called.
For this one though, mirror shield.
Wait a minute.
Once you bring down one of those pillars, the light comes through.
Yeah.
And the Gibdos, I don't know if you noticed, but like when the Gibdos hit the light, their outer shell gets all it's the same effect of when you hit them with an element.
Oh, I didn't realize light did that.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so mirror shield.
Oh, mirror shield. Oh my god. Okay. Wow.
Wait, so you could use
that might have been the way to do it.
You could use the mirror shield on the Queen Gibdo.
I did that only successfully once because she stays out of range pretty well, but it was a great way to take down. It doesn't kill the small ones, but it stuns them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just vulnerable. It's like stun them all, makes them vulnerable, and then they're just one hit KOs.
Yeah.
So I would like clear them out a little bit. I did get her one time with the mirror shield and it did turn her all white, but then usually it's just like activate Riju, smack, run back to my light stuff. Kill the rest of the Gibdos that are swarming me. Mm-hmm. Repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. I did all that minus mirror shield. Just Riju power, basically.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just did read your power, which was kind of, I mean, that the queen would be out of range sometimes, and
yeah,
that'd be a bit annoying, or I'd like, you know, throw an arrow and it never really hit, so then I was like, yeah, I have to start all over again. Where are you, yeah. Riju? Which is so annoying. I got my whole posse, and it's so hard to find them sometimes.
I know. That was the only bad part.
Why won't she stay near us? She's like, you're just always standing off in the back. Like, what are you doing? We're in a fight. Get up here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So she doesn't know how awesome she is.
No.
Yeah.
She's not an independent woman. Okay. So after you defeat the Queen Ghibto, you get the basically same cutscene you've seen every other time, and you learn the same lore that you've learned every other time.
For the 80 millionth time.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know what was happening.
And that was what happened.
That's all you need to know about the imprisoning
war. That's all you need to know. About the imprisoning war.
It sure seems like there's something else we need to know about it.
That's all you need to know.
I think this time the ancestor said, "That's all I can tell you."
Which it might have been a little different, yeah.
It's way more sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a variety in writing.
Here's a comma.
Here's a comma.
Yep,
a
here's
secret comma.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Link, hold out your hand. I'll pass a power into you. And I do love the, like, Link, hold out your hand, and he puts out this gnarled, like, mangled, creepy hand, and they grab it.
Yeah.
Like, that no one has commented on.
No, they're all fine with it. Link, give me your burnt, mangled, decayed hand.
Yeah. Ooh, can I have the other one?
Yeah, ooh, not that one. Not the one with the rings. That's clearly missing a middle ring.
Yeah.
I do like that the middle ring is the one that's missing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he finally gonna get a ring from Zelda?
No.
Are they finally gonna do it?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like a... I don't
Zelda's
know.
Zelda's a dragon now. She's busy.
Yeah.
We gotta undragon her. There's gotta be some way to undragon her.
Yeah, totally. Come on, Billy. We could fix her.
I mean, the power of rewinding time is just... What did they say in the cutscene? Like, remembering what the object used to be or something like that?
Huh. Remembering its true purpose or
something like that.
Or maybe it's Minoru.
There was some
Minoru.
Maybe it's Minoru.
Yeah, it's I think the sister will be our middle finger. Raru's sister, who were the only two. They were Zonite, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were the only two Zonai.
Okay.
Yeah. Zonai.
That's remaining.
Zonai.
That's
Zonai.
Their actual. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
I think you probably get that power because you kind of said this last time, Kaylee, right? She's like maybe in our tablet or something.
Oh yeah.
She's been in our tablet the whole time.
It kind of seems like her soul has maybe been in our tablet the whole time.
She's an app somewhere that we're not using.
That's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't open her app?
Yeah.
That was the minigame.
Oh.
She's it's just the one that notes. Came with the device and I don't
she's
really know
Instagram
what it's
filter.
For.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zelda's so, just like in her dragon form, just like hitting her own forehead.
Yeah, just waiting, still installing. So you get an extra piece of info that says at the very end, since clearly they're tracking, like I think like whichever one was your fourth temple, some extra character was going to have the line that's, hey, you should really go back to the lookout tower or what lookout town or
landing. Lookout landing.
Lookout landing.
Yeah.
And see what, you should tell them all the stuff you learned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that will kick us into finding our middle finger sage. The sage of the middle finger.
Yeah.
The sage of the middle finger. All right.
Any other predictions? So any fun predictions for where you guys... I mean, I think we have some basic obvious ideas of where we're probably going, right? So outside of like the fact that we think we know where we're going there, any other random predictions for how this is going to wrap up? So one that you threw out was like, you think we're going to undragon Zelda. Okay, that's interesting. I wasn't thinking that.
We got to undragon Zelda.
I would love for the Koroks to get involved.
Oh, yeah. They never like do anything else but hide all over the world pooping. giving you poops.
They've got some serious magic in there, you know? They got to know something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. I want to see the tree coming out, stomping through.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Fight. Yeah. Great Deku Chi just owns it. Be cool.
That'd be cool.
Hyrule Castle's got to bite the dust here at some point. That's.
Oh, we're definitely going there.
No, yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I wonder. Like yeah, this is like twice now this castle has been floating, right? Like,
it's in a, it's been in remodel for a while now.
Like, for like the last
infinite renovations.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
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 It's taking a toll. It's taking a toll.
You just need to.
I bet it
flatten it.
Crashes. Yeah.
Start from scratch.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be as. Do you think it's going to feel as large of a dungeon as it did last time, or do you think it'll be different, the castle, when we go to it?
You guys haven't gone into the castle yet?
I only went to get that one piece of gear, but I, like, landed where the gear is, so that's all I did.
The champion's tunic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go back. I didn't go in there. Yeah, I haven't gone back in there since the beginning of the game, so I should go back and get that champion's tunic, though.
I thought you meant Dusk Bow.
Oh, that is cool,
too. Oh, what's that?
It's a bow that's in the roof of like the tallest spire, so you can just like skydive to it and then warp out of there. Yes.
What does it do?
It's
just a good bow.
Yeah, it flies very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, have you guys been doing Typhlo?
Oh yeah, I had a question for you guys on it because I haven't been able to figure out where the Gorons was.
Mm. I haven't done that
one. It says something like send him through two dragons. One laying down. I can't remember the puzzle, but it's something about sending him through two dragons from head to tail or something like that. And I have shot him all around Typhlo and I can't figure out what you're supposed to do.
Oh, are you talking about what's the one? That's the one near the Korok Forest, right? The lookout tower. And that's a couple puzzles. It's like your sages, right? Like once you get the sages, you get to do them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've only done two there, I think, since we only had two. Mm. Or maybe. Yeah, yeah. By then. So.
Billy, I forget. There's a spot where I think where there's like two dragons set up like this and it's a corridor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did do that one, Billy. It wasn't immediately. I just kept shooting him everywhere. I just machine gunning.
Is it not in the place?
Yeah, just like, and none of it worked for the most part. And then, yeah, that one did kind of line up to what the little riddle was.
Huh. Yeah, I can't figure that one out. It's not, there's like a couple obvious dragons in the main central space. Uh-huh. Is it not them?
No,
it's okay. Like,
I think they can be quite fringy. I don't know about the Goron one, but some of them I saw like kind of towards the edges of the ruins.
Okay. Are they, do you remember if they're laying down or standing up? The dragons?
Those are laying down. Yeah, yeah. It's more like, it's more like a hallway or like a, I don't know. Like a bunch of pillars maybe. I don't remember now.
Probably get an emerald or whatever.
Yeah, what do you get for these things again?
I think gems.
Yeah, the elemental gem.
Yeah.
Ah.
I will say there's a surprise if you get all the puzzles.
Well, I'm trying, Kaylee.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a surprise.
Now I should go back since we've got all the sages.
Yeah, now's a good time to go back.
I got all my rings. Just
bang them all out real quick.
Mm.
Bang all the sages.
No. Only Riju.
I don't know. There's too many elements there. There's too many elements, Billy. You got like rocks and like.
You gotta pick yours. You gotta pick yours.
Water, there's rocks. There's like.
Can't have them all.
Electricity going on.
So, what are we doing next time? We're gonna go to Lookout Landing and see where it takes us?
I think so.
You're gonna have to give me well, I'll just text me when I should stop.
Okay, Kaylee, just stop now.
You're just gonna say, see where
it You're gonna have to stop right now.
You're gonna have to provide me with more specific parameters.
Okay. My prediction is that it is going to basically send us to a temple, probably the clouds in the sky storm cloud thing we haven't done. Okay. And there may not be much lead up. It may just be like you just get right in it. So if it's, I think if it feels like you're just right in it, then maybe just go for it. Okay. Or if it's one of those situations where like, oh, there's a three-tiered quest to access the thing, that we can consider that the part, mm-hmm. and then don't actually do the temple itself.
Gotcha.
Fair enough. Okay.
Cool.
So see how that shakes out.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
I'll use my best judgment.
Shake your best.
I'll just use my best. Oh, that's the credits.
And I beat the game.
Master Quest.
Yeah.
Oopsies. Sorry, not sorry.
Just kept going a little bit further, and it's over.
It's done.
DLC. Wow.
Yeah.
I need that Elden Ring DLC. That's what I really need. Drop
is
that
there one?
A little bit. I mean, there have been no announcements at all, I think, right, Alan?
No, not since like a couple months ago, I think. I thought they were going to drop it like over the summer, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. But I do need it as well.
I'd be so mad if we don't figure out what's going on with Mikola in that blood cocoon.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be right. Yeah,
that's all I want.
Mikola's back to the blood cocoon.
Still bacon in there.
Placenta.
Or, I don't know.
His arm hanging out.
Yeah.
Placenta. Yeah.
Man, jeez.
The literal pelvis. I think it's like a pelvic bone that it's resting into. I think it's very.
Yeah. It's in a
womb-esque.
And they're supposed to be the strongest, right? I forget what they're called now.
I don't know.
The Omens? Were they called Omens? No, wait.
I don't remember.
Digging deep into the archives of my brain.
Yeah, these are...
it's not there anymore.
When I said it, I was like, they have names.
Moog and Margit. Moog, the Lord of Blood, who we fought there, was an omen.
Yeah, he was an omen.
Okay.
Yes, and he was also one of the demigods. What are the actual
children? Yeah, demigods. That's
demigods.
What you
get. Right, the demigods. Yeah, demigods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, demigods. Yeah. Yep, demigods. Not the ones that can ascend to the throne, though, right?
Shaggy's face.
That's the name I was thinking of.
Empyreans,
yeah. Oh. But Mikola is not an Empyrean,
Mikola is an Empyrean.
Oh, they are.
Mikola
okay.
is going to be the Empyrean, yes.
You see, except Jackie's ready for a DLC.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah. Oh, I need a refresher.
Yeah. I'll get my chart back.
We have to do like, you know, like the season recap. Like we need one of those mm-hmm. before starting like the new season. It's like, oh. Mm-hmm. And
we'll be that meme girl where the math is floating by her head and she's making the face like,
yes. I would love for us to collectively, if that DLC does come out, it would be really hilarious for us to try to recount without reviewing any additional material. Yeah.
The story so far, but we aren't allowed to look up anything.
Yeah,
it would just be Billy and Kaylee.
the drunk stories so far.
It's just Billy
you're right.
Kaylee
we should have
episode.
To. Oh, okay. I like it. It'll be like drunk history. We have to get Kaylee really drunk and then be like, "All right, Kaylee, the history so far."
Yeah.
Go. Okay.
Give us the lore.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Yes. Oh Lord.
I'm down.
Mm.
Okay, so go to Lookout Landing mm-hmm. and see where you end up, and we'll all regroup mm-hmm. and discuss it.
Yeah, you know what I'm Sounds excited good. About? Pura, not Reju. Oh, I'm gonna make them fight.
Oh, mama, put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but though it don't need me a horse armor. Going, yeah.
standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look past a jacket. Fake sword. Collector's racket, trophy hoard. Collected every single thing just to pop out all this pretty bling. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? Go with standard, standard, standard edition.